Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golser, Decision Nurse, report on Amy Valdez, date of birth 11/24/1983, date of procedure May 14, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golser, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Andrew Tafu. Procedure performed esophageal gastric rhinoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as CRE balloon dilation from 8 to 10 millimeters. Indication is dysphagia, EOE, history, description of procedure, home concerns of pain, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, or ulcerative condition. Patient is wrapped in anesthesia suit. Place in left lateral position, stage for anesthesia service with monitoring anesthesia care. Well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and man's direct vision to the second portion of the one. I'm careful. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus. Unfortunately, this could not be... This could not traverse the distal esophagus. The scope was removed. Pediatric EGD scope was then inserted. Well-lubricated pediatric EGD scope was introduced into the esophagus and man's direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus. Period. The pediatric EGD scope was then removed, and a adult EGD scope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced to the distal portion of the esophagus, where a CRE balloon dilator was advanced through the working channel of the scope, the balloon was placed midway through the GE junction. This was inflated to 8 millimeters, and then 9 millimeters, and 10 millimeters, and held for 30-second intervals at 8 and 9, and 1 minute at 10. The balloon was then deflated. There was evidence of a distal esophageal rent noted. The EGD scope wasn't able to freely traverse past the distal esophagus, and again, evaluation was performed of the stomach as well as duodenum to the second portion. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus. Retroflex was obtained of the cardia. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Balloon was removed from the working channel of the scope. Air resection from the stomach and the scope was withdrawn. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. The proximal and the esophagus did have exudates, rings, and furrows and was narrowed. Next line, there was evidence of a mid-esophageal rent with the passage of the EGD scope. Next line, biopsies are obtained in the proximal and mid-esophagus, or obtained in the proximal, mid-esophagus, and distal esophagus for further evaluation and histology and eosinophil count. Next line, the Z line otherwise was regular at 37 centimeters from bite block. Next line, there was evidence of two diminutive gastric body polyps from a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and through a lead H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum overall appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Next line, and follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, assess response to dilation. Next line, we'll start patient on omeprazole 40 milligrams to be taken twice a day, 30 minutes before breakfast, 30 minutes before dinner. Next line, we'll need allergy testing. Next line, after patient is on PPI, for 2 to 3 months, would recommend reevaluation with EGD and rebiopsy, as well as repeat dilation. Would recommend Fabry dilation at Claremont or in the hospital. Next line. Recommend chewing food thoroughly, as well as chopping finely prior to eating. Next line, follow-up analysis previously scheduled. Thank you.